When and where were you born?
I was born in Chihuahua, Mexico in the 80s.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up here in LA.
What was it like?
It was, at that time when we were living here, it was tough, neighborhood, gang infested, lots going on at the time.
Did you get in trouble, and what was the worst thing you did?
I got in trouble often, but the worst thing I did was leaving after school to a friend's house to look at some kittens that she had and lost track of time. Went back to school and everything was closed, so I had to walk home to find the cops and my frantic mom waiting for me.
What grade were you in?
I was probably in third, fourth grade.
Do you have any siblings, and what were they like growing up?
I do. I have an older brother that was in charge of a lot of the time of taking care of me, so he acted like my boss all the time, and a much younger sister that got on my nerves all the time because she was the baby of the house.
How would you describe yourself as a child? Were you happy?
I was a happy child. I was always looking for stuff to do, always looking to create, looking to entertain myself.
Did you have a nickname, and how did you get it?
Yes, I have a nickname, and it was given to me by my grandparents.
And can you please say it?
My nickname was Peke. And it was given to me because it's a short version of pequeña, which means tiny. You're a horrible interviewer. Why are you laughing?
What did you think of your life be like when you were older?
When I was younger?
Yeah.
I thought I was gonna be this feminist that didn't need anybody, that did whatever I want, and it didn't quite turn out that way.
How would you describe a perfect day when you were young?
Oh, sunny day outside, you know, put on my rollerblades, my roller skates, and just be outside playing all day long.
Okay. Do you remember any songs you used to sing to me?
That I used to sing to you? No, you used to sing to me.
What were the hardest moments you had when I was growing up?
The hardest moments for me was when you got sick. Your first bout of asthma, that was tough because it was a new territory for me. Didn't know what to do.
How did you choose my name?
We actually didn't give you a name till after you were born. We didn't know what to name you. Me and your dad were discussing it the whole time and couldn't come to terms what to name you till we saw you. And you just looked like a Christopher.
What was I like as a baby?
A baby, you were heaven. You were so sweet and quiet. Didn't cry much. I have no idea what happened.
What were my siblings like?
Also, Madeline, your younger sister, was also very quiet. Didn't cry much. You were wonderful babies. Once you guys started walking, that's when the trouble started.
What advice would you give me about raising my own kids?
Spend time, you know? Just love them. As long as you love your kids, that's a lot of the time that's all they need. They don't need all these devices and all these material things. All you need is time and love.
All right, and last question. How did you meet your dad? How did you meet my dad?
We met when he was working bike patrol in downtown LA, and I was working in a clothing store, and we would have to always call him to help us because we would always have to deal with unruly customers, and that's kind of how we met.
All right, thank you for your time, and this interview is over.